Appendix C. Engagement Targeting. Engagement Guidance Matrix. The Army's targeting methodology develops options for units to engage targets, whether lethal or non-lethal, across the range of military operations. See ATP 3-60 for more on targeting. This process is based on the phases of Decide, Detect, Deliver, and Assess, D3A. The D3A methodology is integral to the MDMP and helps the staff's targeting working group select which targets must be acquired and engaged. The D3A is usually focused on analyzing threat vulnerabilities, and a modified process specifically for SLE can identify the significant personnel in the AO who are crucial for creating effects in the information environment. This information is available via CA reporting. SLE should not be confused with surveillance and reconnaissance missions with the purpose of information collection. Techniques for information collection during operations among populations are covered in ATP 3-55.4. Decide. The decide phase is the most detail-oriented and time-consuming of the D3A functions. The majority of the effort focuses on in-depth analysis to identify which population audiences to engage. Staffs analyze the demographics and identify the key leaders in the AO as prospective engagements to produce the unit's SLE plan. This analysis occurs during intelligence preparation of the battlefield process with the G2 or S2 and G9 or S9 as part of mission analysis. A comprehensive study of an OE through human network analysis and an understanding of the potential second and third order effects, intended, unintended, primary, secondary, and tertiary, any engagements may have upon each network produces a list of targets. Commanders and engagement planners then decide which human networks to engage and how to engage them. See ATP 5-0.6 for more on human network engagement. Engagement planners work closely with the G9 or S9 and intelligence staff to analyze the civil considerations that encompass the areas, structures, capabilities, organizations, people, and events, A scope, within the AO. The most important for engagement planning are organizations, people, and events to identify the key friendly and neutral individuals who can impact the unit's operations. Engagement analysis then cross-checks these considerations with political, military, economic, social, information, or infrastructure, PMISI variables, to further identify the local influencers who have specific knowledge and access to areas in the AO that are considered critical for mission accomplishment. See ATP 2-01.3 for more on engagement analysis. Using the modified ASCOPE/PMISI-PT crosswalk, planners analyze specific key local influencers to create a high-priority engagement list, known as HPEL, by each phase of the operation. High-payoff engagements are then assessed based on targeting key individuals who are crucial for the success of friendly operations. The high-value engagements, known as HVEs, are considered those with neutral affiliation to friendly forces, but are considered crucial for the enemy's success. Based on commander's guidance, engagement planners recommend how each high-payoff engagement and high-value engagement are engaged in terms of the desired effects and engagement options. The engagement process focuses on the criticality and effects of SLEs to achieve the friendly mission objectives and assess the engagement's overall effects on the OE. Knowing a SLE target's criticality and analyzing the probable effect an engagement will have on friendly operations allows planners to propose the most effective engagement options, such as who engages the target, the location, and timing of the SLE. Planners then set priorities, deconflict with other units as needed, and begin internal coordination for SLEs. This includes aligning unit leaders to conduct specific SLEs based on available skills, knowledge, and attributes matched against mission requirements and objectives. The analysis results in an engagement guidance matrix for the commander to approve proposed SLEs. The guidance in the engagement matrix should include the following information: a high-priority engagement list, timing of the SLE, who conducts the SLE, and where, venue, how targets are engaged, special instructions and information for the engagement target, translator requirements, desired effects, SLE assessment criteria. The engagement guidance matrix sample in Table C1 of the printed version of this publication provides guidance on what, when, and how relevant actors should be engaged. After commander's approval, the SLE plan and engagement guidance matrix are included in the orders production. Following order dissemination, personnel identified to conduct SLE begin planning to make initial contact with listed engagement targets in accordance with the engagement guidance matrix. Detect. Engagement planners direct the effort to detect the high payoff engagements and high value engagements who are identified during the decide phase. In order to detect the SLE target, planners must work closely with the IO officer, CA operations officer, G9 or S9, G2 or S2, other government agencies operating in the AO, and other key enablers who have access to population groups. Engagement planners develop SLE target folders for each high payoff engagement and high value engagement that include a photo, personal information, work and home addresses, phone numbers, social media presence, and any available biographical information. If specific individuals are not identifiable at this point, planners can identify the positions or titles of key individuals within a populace. Engagement planners submit requests for information via the G2/S2 to fill gaps in SLE target folders and update as needed. Engagement target folders must contain the relevant themes and messages, as well as talking points to assist unit leaders during the engagement. Engagement planners, as part of the Information Operations Working Group, work closely with the IO officer, the Public Affairs officer, and the SIOP planners to tailor the unit's themes and messages to the target to achieve effects for that phase of the operation. Themes, messages, and talking points remain nested with the unit's objectives and adapted to the engagement target based on the qualifications or personality of the individual. Human intelligence collectors can assist engagement planners with this process. Deliver. The detect phase becomes delivery once the unit leader makes contact with the engagement target, telephonically, through social media, or in person, to conduct the SLE in accordance with the engagement guidance. The execution of the SLE may require additional decisions by unit leaders due to assessed levels of risk. Unit leaders must balance operational risk and tactical patience with the importance to achieve effects from the engagement. Such considerations include timing of the engagement during operations, location of the engagement, security requirements for the personnel involved with the SLE, including the target, second and third order effects of the engagement, including safety of the target, level of secrecy required to protect the target, especially if target is hesitant, opportunities to document and or publicize the engagement through media, military information support operations, or combat camera. Assess. The assess phase occurs throughout targeting in a continuous process of monitoring and evaluating the situation within an OE and measuring the progress of an operation toward achieving the commander's objectives. See FM60 for more on assessment in the operations process. The assessment process requires MOPS and MOS to quantitatively and qualitatively evaluate progress toward meeting the objective and producing desired effects. See ATP 3-60 for more on assessment in targeting. MOPS are used to assess whether the SLE was executed as intended based on the engagement guidance or if the unit was capable of actually completing the SLE. MOPS provide the quantitative criteria for measuring task accomplishment through capturing actions taken, regardless of whether there is an immediate effect. Example MOPS for SLE include number of deliberate SLE successfully conducted in accordance with the engagement guidance matrix, number of unit talking points used during the SLE, number of unit commitments kept from SLEs that resulted in tangible results. MOS take longer to assess because units must analyze how the combined engagements are producing effects and change in the OE. Mos are subjective in nature and requires leaders to assess the SLE. Example Mos include the number of combined patrols executed or number of times partner has publicly supported the unit to local audiences. This qualitative measurement will provide the commander with indicators of whether further SLE will achieve desired effects. Lead engagers work with the engagement planners and the unit IO officer to evaluate the engagement and determine its effects, if any, in the AO. Assessing the output of the engagement determines whether objectives were accomplished and whether to re-engage the target. The assess phase facilitates whether new targets should be nominated based on information and contacts produced during the engagement. If the target provided substantial information, unit leaders must consider how the information could benefit other unit members, such as intelligence, fires, CA, or PSYOP. Unit leaders detail this information in the SLE report submitted to engagement planners for use in the targeting and information operations working groups. Engagement planners assess issues with unit themes, messages, and talking points based on leader feedback and the qualitative measurements to possibly develop alternative talking points with public affairs PSYOP officers for commander approval and dissemination. Engagement Synchronization Matrix. The sample engagement synchronization matrix in Appendix C of the printed version of this publication assigns responsibilities to detect, deliver, and assess engagements with specific high payoff targets. The high payoff targets are listed in priority by category under the Decide column. Units and agencies are listed under the Detect, Deliver, and Assess columns across from their assigned high payoff targets with theirs allocated asset. This provides the engagement planners in the Information Operations Working Group the checks to ensure all assets are used and none are overburdened. The matrix can be prepared for a specific event or for each phase of an operation and can include multiple objectives, effects, and tasks per echelon. The following steps complete the engagement synchronization matrix as part of the IO working group. Step 1. Select or update the high priority engagement list. Targets are derived from the Information Operations Working Group list of high value engagements. Step 2. Determine and set priorities for information collection assets responsible to detect, confirm, or deny the validity of each HPT. State what unit or asset for each target. This information is entered into the detect portion of the engagement synchronization matrix. Step 3. Determine which asset or resource will be used to engage each target once confirmed by using the list of engagement assets and resources available. Enter this information into the deliver portion of the matrix. The effects and applicable aspects of cyberspace effects, electromagnetic warfare, and information-related capabilities are considered depending on the commander's guidance and desired effects. Consider redundant means to engage each target. When determining an asset or resource for each target, the engagement guidance is also determined and entered. Determine for each delivery means when to engage the target, immediately, unplanned/as acquired, or planned, and the effects to be achieved by engaging the target, including deceive, degrade, disrupt, destroy, manipulate, exploit, influence, inform, or neutralize the target. Step 4. Determine and prioritize which assets will assess how well the engagement was executed and whether desired effects were achieved on targets, MOP/MO. Enter this information into the assess portion of the target synchronization matrix. Both non-lethal and lethal assets may be included in the same matrix.